Community Clinic operates 14 locations in Northwest Arkansas and offers primary care as well as behavioral health services to an increasingly diverse low-income population. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
My name is Lee Pridmore. I'm a licensed clinical social worker and I'm a behavioral health consultant with Community Clinic.
Lee Pridmore stands in the nurse's station inside Community Clinic in Fayetteville.
If a client or a patient comes in to see a medical provider and it comes to the medical provider's attention or the client reports that they have issues with mood, depression, anxiety, or the like, then they can be seen right then or shortly thereafter by a behavioral health consultant to begin to address mental health issues.
Pridmore takes us to his clinical office where he treats patients. He spends 3 days a week here, the rest of his time at Community Clinic in Springdale. He says new patients are referred to him by clinic physicians.
I normally have between 20 and 30 minutes to kind of assess them, so it's not a classic hour-long therapy session. What you're looking for is to see what you can help them with in the moment or in a short-term way. First thing you want to assess is safety, and then to see if a higher level of care or service would be needed.
The patient's primary care provider may later prescribe psychiatric medication or refer the patient to Community Clinic psychiatrist for further evaluation and management. Seated in the office listening is Kelly Gray, also a licensed clinical social worker and behavioral health director at Community Clinic.
We operate out of our four main clinics. We have a site in Fayetteville, Siloam Springs, Rogers, and two buildings on our Springdale campus. We have five licensed clinicians in each building on particular days of each week. We have multiple school-based clinics throughout the area. Those patients are then referred to a main clinic if they need those behavioral health services.
Gray says Community Clinic is equipped to provide short-term behavioral interventions.
We refer often to either Ozark Guidance or Day Springs. They're the ones that work with our uninsured patients, our patients with adult Medicaid, patients that can't typically get care elsewhere. There's a huge deficit in the number of mental health care providers in Arkansas versus the number of people that need it. So I think that's why we're an important program here, because we can identify without that stigma.
Community Clinic's patient population is culturally diverse, and the clinic's behavioral health staff is fully equipped to meet their needs, Gray says.
We serve a lot of Latino patients. I want to say about 50% of our staff, maybe a little bit more, is bilingual. We have two dedicated interpreters for the behavioral health program to help with our Latino population.
Thousands of Marshallese patients seek care at Community Clinic every year, but Islanders are unaccustomed to behavioral health services, Gray says.
As far as the Marshallese population, it's not something that's readily accepted. A lot of times when we work with interpreters there, they don't even have the words to say, are you feeling anxious? Are you feeling depressed? Because it's something that's so far off in their culture that they don't accept. So it's much harder to work with them because it's not something that's readily acceptable in the culture. Not so much on as large of a scale with our Latino population. They often come in more with somatic complaints, headaches, backaches, stomach aches. There's no biological reason it's going on. When we say the term depression, anxiety, again, that stigma, they kind of back off. I'm not crazy. You know, there's not anything like that going on with me. It's just my stomach hurts all the time. The verbiage that we use here in the clinic, rather than saying, I want you to see a counselor or I want you to see a therapist, the doctors will often say, I want you to see one of my colleagues that I think really can help you work with your stomach problems. Getting their foot in the door without that fear of people thinking they're crazy.
Kelly Gray says clinical behavioral staff see the litany of complaints.
Mostly we see a lot of untreated depression, a lot of untreated anxiety. What we're learning more as just our culture shifts in general is that so many people have been through traumas. And being through a trauma when we're very young affects our outcomes as an adult.
Community Clinic, Gray says, specializes in a treatment called trauma-informed care.
And it's basically, rather than looking at a patient and saying, what's wrong with you, we look at a patient and say, well, what happened to you? How can I help you overcome that today?
Some patients do walk in with severe mental illness, she says.
Since the addition of our psychiatrist, we have been able to identify more of that kind of severe mental illness. And those patients, a lot of times, are the ones that need us the most. They don't have insurance. They don't have stability. They may not even have a ride to the doctor all the time. So the fact that we can meet their needs while they're here.
To date, Community Clinic, which offers a sliding scale discount, accepts Medicaid and our kids, as well as private insurance, has served 1,250 behavioral health patients, with more coming, Gray says, due to word of mouth. And behavioral care is affordable.
With the sliding scale, most of our behavioral health services have a flat rate fee of $10. So if you qualify for a sliding scale discount, a visit with a behavioral health consultant would be roughly $10 a visit.
Seeing the need, Community Clinic was the first of more than a dozen federally qualified community health clinics in Arkansas to offer behavioral services in conjunction with primary care, starting in 2008. The clinic is also collaborating with the University of Arkansas School of Social Work.
Once a semester, they do a class on interdisciplinary teamwork. So there's a professor of nursing, a professor of social work, and a professor of psychology that collaborate to teach this course.
UA psychology graduate students are also interning at Community Clinic, supervised by Ann Bridges, associate professor in the Department of Psychological Science.
One of the big pushes in the Affordable Care Act was better integration and access to all kinds of health services, and a real recognition that the mind is connected to the body, and to have whole person care means to take care of physical well-being and emotional behavioral well-being. So in addition, a lot of the chronic diseases, so diabetes and hypertension, cancers, and so forth, have strong behavioral components. The things that we do affect whether you're going to get them, and also they affect how well you respond to treatment. And so that's why psychologists and social workers and others who are trained in behavior change make sense to have in healthcare systems.
Certain graduate psychology students complete clerkships at Community Clinic.
So those are field-based training opportunities, typically in the third or fourth year of graduate training, and the students spend a whole year at a field placement site. Community Clinic has been an excellent partner for us.
Bridges says she's collaborating with Community Clinic because staff overcome all sorts of barriers to provide treatment to patients that lack resources.
What's nice about that is that by us being here and providing behavioral health services alongside the medical providers, physical health services, we are simultaneously reducing those kinds of barriers in patients who might not be able to access other kinds of care. We believe that by being here in the medical setting, we're normalizing behavioral health and mental health care, reducing stigma. People have are seen in the same exam room where they just saw a medical provider, so there isn't this sort of stigma or some shame or embarrassment around getting care.
Kelly Gray says Community Clinic's behavioral health care outcomes are significant. For example, one woman suffering with depression and anxiety after a divorce is now thriving.
And maybe see that patient maybe once a month now, just for kind of some reassurance, and now it's gone from I don't know what to do, help, to here's all the things that I'm doing and here's all the things that are improving my mood. And it's been really rewarding to be able to work with that patient step by step and see them get better.
According to a recent University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences study, more than 12% of Arkansas residents report having frequent mental distress, higher than the national average. Experts say such disorders are rooted in biological medical conditions. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.